American Cattle News. Today, we take a look at how the week ended last week and what's on tap for this week next.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures.
Higher day in the livestock markets to round out the week. February live cattle futures saw a surge higher in the last 30 minutes of trade, settling $1.42 higher to $169.35 for the week. That was $3.62 higher in the first positive week in a month. March feeder cattle, which is now the most actively traded contract, settled the day $2.05 higher to $222.17. For the week, that was $6.10 higher. And on the snout side, we saw follow through buying with February futures $1.42 higher to $71.90. For the week, that was $2.92 higher. This morning's wholesale box beef report was mixed. Choice cuts down 24 cents to $2.92.08, while select cuts up $3.27 to $2.61.53. Yesterday's daily livestock summary from the USDA showed live steer prices at $167.81, fairly steady with previous days. Daily slaughter came in at 125,000 head. That was 3,000 head more than the same day last year, and that puts week-to-date slaughter at 505,000 head, 3,000 head more than last week, and a whopping 20,000 head more than the same period last year. Yesterday's weekly export sales report showed net sales of beef at 10,600 metric tons for 2023. That was up noticeably from the previous week and up 67% from the prior four-week average. South Korea was the primary buyer, accounting for 2,700 metric tons, followed by Japan and Mexico.
That's Oliver Slope. Cat-and-mouse game in the South concluded late Friday. Packers raised prices to 170 and cattle trades consummated. This is American Cattle News.